I invite you now to gently close your eyes. Place your feet flat on the floor with spines nice and straight. And let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Inhale. And breathe out. Breathe in. And out. Once again, deeply in. And slowly out. Continue your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and the likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in with me. And as you exhale, this time relax your neck and shoulders. Allow the chair to totally support you. This is our time in communion with Spirit. The love of God is my comfort and my peace. So within our circle this morning is comfort. We are recognizing Memorial Day this weekend. And we remember those who have gone before us and those who have gone before us that have fought for our freedom and our country. There is no beginning or end to God's love, for the love of God is everywhere, within us, around us, within everyone we feel close to. When we mourn someone who has passed beyond this life experience, God is with us to wrap us in a comforting blanket of love and peace. God's love will support and strengthen us in our time of sadness. In prayer, we can let God's love fill the void of loss and guide us into a richer, fuller expression of life. Every quiet moment that we spend in prayer will help us feel nearer to God and to the love that brings us peace. Take another moment to breathe deeply and feel God's love welling up from within to comfort us. And as you release disquieting feelings, allow God to sweep them away and replace them with a deep sense of peace. The sense that all is well with the one who played such a meaningful part in our life will come to us. God's love will bring us the assurance that our beloved is forever enfolded in life and love. Allow these words to comfort our hearts and draw us close to God as we pray. Thank you, dear God, for your ever-present blanket of love. Your love warms us and gives us peace. We feel the sweet assurance now that you are always with us. I invite you to join me now on a journey to the secret place of the Most High, a place in consciousness that we may go to at any time. This is a place of peace, love, joy, and faith. So as we reach the threshold of the door to that secret place, we remember that before we can enter, we must become empty, so we may be filled with the wonderful gifts of Spirit. So if you are carrying physical baggage and mental baggage and emotional baggage that is not serving you, it is time to release it and let it go. Picture it falling away. And then join me as we step through the door and take a seat. And as we do, we feel that energy of life and light. And it is healing, it is loving, it is comforting, and it is raising us even higher. We take a seat. We open up our heart centers and allow that richness to come in and prosper us and lift us, heal us and bless us. And so for the next few moments, without the sound of my voice, use this time to pray, receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. Spirit, we are so grateful that you have heard our prayers this morning and you have answered them as you always do. How grateful we are that our loved one is with you now and always. Life truly is an immortal journey with you into the next experience of life. And for all our blessings, we are so grateful. And we say thank you in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.